Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Small Talk, a show about small business for small business. Here's your host, Mark Esley.
Good morning and welcome to Small Talk with Mark Esley. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I'd like to say a special Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Ms. Jean F. Lee, from myself and my brothers, Aubrey and David. We want to wish you a wonderful day. And Doug, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You?
I'm doing just fine. Anybody want to say Happy Mother's Day too?
Well, I could say Mother's Day to my daughter, Molly, my wife, Martha, my daughter-in-law, Kelly, and my mom is up in heaven watching down on us, so we're good, but everything else is fine. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day.
And you just reminded me, I should wish that very first Mother's Day to my daughter-in-law and my son, who, as you all know, they had their first child and just turned 7 months on May 7th. So Kylie Lee out in San Francisco, I know you guys listen each and every single week. We want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day as well. Mm-hmm. All right. It's going to be cloudy today, though, on this Mother's Day.
Yep. A little rain.
Yeah, a little bit of rain. We'll take care of our moms. And, of course, who we got today?
We got the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota.
We got the Twinkies.
Hopefully the weather's going to be better up there.
Yeah, and that's Gardenhire's old team.
That's right.
All right. All right, as you know, this is your source for entrepreneurship across the great city of Detroit, my hometown, as I always like to say, the state of Michigan as well as across the country, because this show does stream nationally via radio.com. I do want to say thank you very much this past Wednesday, this past Tuesday, we had the small business workshop. You know, we've been talking about it for the last couple of months. We had a record number of registrations, and we had a huge attendance despite the rain that came down. A lot of people showed up. I'm truly humbled. I want to thank Fifth Third Bank for their support. All the other sponsors that we had, it was a wonderful event. And don't I tell you what, man, it was like, wow.
It was a full house. I saw some pictures on Facebook and was like, whoa, good job. Great job. Yeah.
Well, thank you. All right, let's jump right into it. We have a very special guest, a great lineup this morning. It was starting with Dr. Zelania Allen, and she is the president of the National Entrepreneurs Association here in the Motor City area. Zelania, good morning, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. And before we get started, I know you came this past week to the Small Business Workshop. We thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And it was an outstanding event. The speakers were great, and I made some good connections.
And that's one of the reasons why we do it. Great networking in our fifth year. And it's just great. You got a chance to meet Tommy Walker, the founder of Detroit Versus Everybody. You heard from Tanya Allen, who owns several restaurants at Metro Airport. And she also has certainly our other business focusing on women as well.
Yes, and they were very inspiring, aspirational entrepreneurs.
Outstanding. And as we talk about entrepreneurs, let's start with you. You are the president of the National Entrepreneurs Association, or NEA. Exactly, what is the organization? Give us a brief overview. What do you do?
We are a group of entrepreneurs and small business owners, and we exist to support entrepreneurs. And we do that two ways, by having monthly networking events where they can come out and connect with each other, and through our training programs. So we always have an expert speaker come in every month to train a different skill. And then we have an 8-module training program where entrepreneurs can take a deep dive into specific areas like finance and marketing and social media and how to manage people. So once you complete the program, you have a better idea of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, because as you know, the fail rate is very high. Some estimate as much as 80%. that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll clarify that. In fact, according to Bloomberg, 80% of small businesses will not make it beyond 18 months. And according to the SBA, 50% will not make it beyond 12 months. You've heard me say the statistic 1,000 times before. The city of Detroit, according to U.S. Census data, in 2012, we have over 62,000 small businesses in the city of Detroit, and which makes us the fourth largest city in the country. And I've told this story before, you know, the state of Michigan is ranked 9th in the country when it comes to women-owned businesses as well. And Wayne County, I don't have specific data in front of me, but Wayne County is the second largest county in the country when it comes to women-owned businesses. So that's a powerhouse, economic powerhouse here in southeastern Michigan.
Absolutely. And we want to tap into that by bringing entrepreneurs together, especially those who have experienced success. They can help those who are just starting out or who are struggling right now.
Yeah. And Zelania, you know, I believe the organization, I know you rebranded the organization. You're primarily focused on southeastern Michigan, but now you've expanded the lens to really become a national association. Is that right?
Yes. So we started out as Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs Association in 2011. And last year, we decided we wanted to build a national network of entrepreneurs because some of our members are national and some are even global. So our goal is to open a chapter in every major city across the country.
Okay. And so right now, Detroit is the anchor city.
Yes.
Have you expanded to other cities just yet, or are you still in that process?
So this year, we will be expanding to Chicago, and then next we will go to Atlanta, and then we'll go from there. But it's a five-year plan. It's a lot of work, so it's not going to happen overnight.
Well, I got to tell you, I see all your Facebook posts, and in full disclosure, I am on the board, in full disclosure, but you have done a good job of you keep promoting the organization. You're reaching out on a consistent basis, and people are responding to you. You know, so as you've launched, let me back up, as you have been working directly with the entrepreneurs, what is still the biggest challenge that you see before we get to a major event that you have upcoming? But what are some of the challenges that you still see the entrepreneurs encounter on a daily, weekly, monthly basis?
Well, there are quite a few. I'll touch on two. As I'm sure you know, access to capital. So a lot of entrepreneurs may not qualify for traditional bank loans. Mm-hmm. So they're having issues there when they want to expand the business. And people think it's great to get a lot of business, but sometimes you can grow too fast because if you get a huge order, you have to have the ability to fill the order.
Yeah.
And then secondly is a lot of entrepreneurs don't know what they're getting into. And I'll give you an example. Let's say you love to bake and people say you're really good at it and you decide to open a bakery, but you have no experience in how to balance your books and finances or how to manage a staff. So that's why we exist, to help people get the knowledge and experience they need in those areas.
And I think a third area is the ability to pivot. And that's one of the things that we talked about last week's the workshop in downtown, in Midtown Detroit, navigating the headwinds of change. And it was so cool to see it. It almost started trending on Twitter, navigating the headwinds of change. It was so cool to see how many people were talking about your business. You had the ability to change with the headwinds potentially coming, right?
Yes.
And we've had the tailwinds behind us for several years as economic expansion continues to go on. However, there's some rumblings out there that the headwinds may be coming to our faces, if you will.
Absolutely. And I've heard about there's another recession coming. So one of the best pieces of advice that I took away from yesterday is that you have to have at least 6 months of income, even if it's a credit card. If you have a credit card that you've set aside so that you can compensate when your income starts to fluctuate or dries up.
Now, later this week, and we're talking to Dr. Zelania Allen, and she is the president and CEO of the National Entrepreneurs Association based here in the Motor City area, a national organization focused here in Metro Detroit. They're looking to expand across the country, expanding to Chicago, Atlanta. Their goal is to expand to every major city across the country. You have a conference coming up later this week, the Entrepreneurs Forum Connections. Talk to us about that event.
Yes, so the Entrepreneurs Forum is a one-day conference that we do every year, and the idea is to bring entrepreneurs together with resource providers. So there will be a lot of providers, from angel investors to the SBA, marketing experts, people who can help you go digital, get online, build your website. We will have three keynote speakers and two powerful panel discussions, one on funding options, and we'll be focusing on alternative funding options like angel investing, crowdfunding, pitch competitions. And then, of course, we'll have a banker on the panel to talk about traditional loans. And then we will have a resources panel, and it will be a variety of organizations that offer different resources to entrepreneurs. There'll be a Q&A after each session so that attendees can get their questions answered.
And you have a couple of great keynote speakers. I mean, talk to us first about the kickoff speaker and then the keynote speaker.
Okay, our kickoff speaker is Tisha Hammond, and she is branded the Small Business Cheerleader.
Yeah, she'll be on later this show.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So she'll be there to get us all pumped up for the day, as well as provide networking tips. So her talk is Power Networking 101. And I think a lot of people think they're out there doing a great job networking, and they may not be. So she's going to be giving some tips on how you can improve your networking skills and connect with people and build those relationships more effectively.
Okay. And then your keynote speaker.
Our keynote
really needs no introduction, but go ahead.
Will be Carla Walker Miller. And I'm really excited because she's all over the place right now. I just read an article about her in Cranes that she's doing $28 million mm-hmm. in business right now. So I think she can really be an inspiration to all of us.
Yeah. And you know, you've heard me tell the story before. I've known Carla for years. And Carla I worked with Carla for seven, eight straight months years ago. And she was very close to going out of business. She was very close to going out of business. And she tells the story, I tell the story, that she was one of my most difficult clients at the time. But as she got engaged, she opened up her brain. She took in the information. And now she continues to grow. She just, to our listeners across the country, Walker Miller Energy Services, they've done some things with Metro Airport here in the city of Detroit. They just opened up a second location in Midtown Detroit. And she's been acknowledged and recognized by the White House and other major players across the country. She is a dynamo. I tell her all the time, I'm so very proud of her in terms of her growth. And she's going to be a great keynote speaker at this event.
Absolutely. She's a very celebrated entrepreneur. She's received the Small Business Administration Woman of the Year Award, the Small Business of the Year Award. She received the 2017 Entrepreneur of the Year Award from Ernst & Young and many others. So it's going to be a great event.
And I know we have about a minute or so remaining. You have a couple of panels. Quickly, what are the panels going to be focused on?
The panels are going to focus on, as I said, funding options. Okay. And the focus is alternative options so that people who may not qualify for a traditional loan can still get their business and their dreams started. And then on the business resources panel, we will have a couple of organizations, of course, NEA. We will have the Southfield Chamber on the panel to talk about membership and the importance of getting connected with an organization so that you have a support system around you. We'll have Tina Williams from QT Business Solutions, who specializes in writing business plans, because a lot of times whether or not an institution gives you a loan is based on the quality of your business plan. Okay. So you can hire them to help you for those resources.
And in closing then, this is good information. Where can people get more information? Where can they register, and what's the cost as well?
Yes, it's very cost efficient, $50, and that includes Continental breakfast and lunch, and they can register on our website at nationalentrepreneurs.org.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Zelaya Allen, thanks for coming in and sharing this information. We wish you much continued success on May 17th.
Thank awesome. You very much. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. There'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Eskley. As we continue this morning, we're going to always say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Sit back and relax and enjoy that nice hot cup of coffee, as I always like to say, and enjoy the conversation as your family's getting ready to take care of you with our two very special next guests, Mr. Tim Gruber and Aaron Belthoven. Is that right?
Got That's it? Right. Yeah.
And Tim is the president of the Detroit Free Press and Michigan.com, and brings with him more than 20 years of management experience with Fortune 100 companies. Has a very impressive track record. And Aaron is the vice president, executive producer for marketing and events at Michigan.com. I'm going to get them explain to you briefly what that is exactly. But if you're here in the Motor City, you probably heard of something called maybe Doak. You may have heard of this, maybe the Detroit Free Press and Detroit News.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, something like that. So, Tim and Aaron, good morning. Thanks for joining me. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Happy Mother's Day also.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning. So let's talk to, let's start with the very basics, Michigan.com. Who are you? What are they?
You know, that's a very good question. Yeah. So Michigan.com is actually the marketing arm and sales and operations arm for the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News. And so, you know, what's really ironic is a lot of people don't realize that the Detroit Free Press has been around for 188 years.
On guard, right?
That's right. And the Detroit News is 146 years old.
And the tagline for Detroit used to be America's largest evening newspaper.
That's correct. That's
right. The Detroit natives know that.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
And the Detroit Free Press is actually the oldest business in downtown Detroit at this moment.
Absolutely. I did not know that. Wow. So now it's all branded as part of Michigan.com.
It is. It allows us to do all the sales, the marketing, the operations, run both papers, and still allow the city of Detroit to get two different versions and opinions from editors across the state.
Yeah, which is always a challenge in this day and age. We have two papers, two voices, which is a great thing for the city, of course. And Aaron, let's go over to you. What are some of the ways, or Tim, what are some of the ways that Michigan.com will help, you know, the small businesses reach their particular segments, reach the community? How do you connect with them?
Yeah. Well, we're a media company, and you know, we pride ourselves on helping small businesses grow, and they can do that a number of different ways with us. You know, as a media company, we work with small businesses to help share their messages, their ad messages, whether it be on our digital platforms, of which we reach over 9 million people every month, you know, through our printed papers, which those are still going strong, as well as our you know, really fast-growing events business, in which we can, you know, see people face to face and interact with the group here in Metro Detroit that's growing. We sell over 50,000 tickets to our events throughout the year. So,
oh, wait a minute, I got to ask you. When you say, I didn't realize what types of events specifically?
Yeah. It's a really great part of our business that you know, I'm excited to lead. And the flagship event that we have, that we produce, we've been producing for 42 years this year, is the Detroit Free Press TCF Bank Marathon.
The marathon, of course.
Yeah. So we see over 26,000 runners. It's just a great race. It's a nationally renowned race. We're thrilled to have it and thrilled to continue with it. We also have a film festival that's in its sixth year. We just closed the sixth year. That's the Free Film Festival. Just an outstanding film festival for us, documentary based, really ties into the journalism of the Free Press. Mm-hmm. We see just about 15,000 people coming downtown for to screen a film, which is great. And then we've got a host of other events. We do coming up, our next event is a high school sports awards. That's happening June 6th. Which is in our second year. So we've really expanded and continue to expand the events business, which is a great opportunity for us.
And you had that restaurant takeover too, right?
We do. We just had one. This week, this past week, Lenoria. So we spend from April to September. We go to all of the best new restaurants, which is a top 10 list that our Free Press film or food critic Mark Kurlianchek. He launches that list every February, and we spend the rest of the year taking over those restaurants and giving our readership a really intimate experience with those chefs. It's a phenomenal experience.
Now, you know, Doak, see everybody knows Doak's voice. Go ahead and say something, Doak. Okay,
there you go. What? So I love when you do this to me.
So, you know, they got this, what is the sports, you know, if you need an MC, you know, see, so you got
to be. That's a great idea.
Although Doug's got the great voice, you know. Just, yeah. You know. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, I could do it.
Maybe
I've done it before.
We could co-host it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. But Tim, back over to you. $9 million. Is that right? $9 million? And versus, you said 9 million exposures or readers on the online platform?
Yeah, on an average of a monthly basis, we get about 9 million people to visit.
How does that compare to the big three in Detroit in terms of the television stations?
So you could add up all four television stations, and we still, they're sitting just about 7.7, maybe a little above that. But we're sitting, you can add all of them up, and we're still dominating the media market within the city.
No kidding. I did not know that. So is our online presence, optimal hours being Detroit, is that one of the largest in the country?
It is definitely one of the largest in the country.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's great for the free press. I mean, we, and the news as well. And Tim talked about how old both of those news organizations are. And it's great that in this moment in time right now, they have a larger audience than they've ever had before in their history, which is, you know, just outstanding. It speaks to the journalism mm-hmm. they're producing.
Yeah. And Tim, let's come back over and talk to us about the economic impact that these events are having in the city and certainly why that's so important to the city of Detroit and the metro area.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. There is so much going on, as Aaron had touched on, with the Free Press TCF Marathon that takes place. It brings in about 100,000 people for the weekend. In doing so, that sells out all the hotels, reservations at restaurants. Every small little business is just booming. And it's just a great opportunity to bring people from all over the country, if not all over the world. You know, one of the things that we keep in mind is we're the only international marathon that goes border mm-hmm. to border twice. And so you go over to Canada, come back from Canada, and we get people from all over the world who want to participate. And in doing so, they get to see the great city, mm-hmm. everything it has to offer. And all the small businesses with their startups, we have the pop-ups that take place out in the parks, and they're just booming. It's just a great opportunity.
Yeah, and that's, if I recall correctly, that's normally in October.
Yes, correct.
And when do people start coming in for that particular race?
Yeah, so we get people all week coming in. So it's the third weekend in October every year. You can't find a hotel room come Thursday and Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, over the year, our events in total generate $15 million in economic impact.
I don't think people know that.
And yeah, it's great. And primarily, you know, the marathon does a real big lift in that because of all the people that come from all over the world. As Tim said, we have over 50 countries represented at our marathon in every state in the U.S. So yeah. It's really an international event. And our other events do just as well, too, with bringing people in and around Metro Detroit, spending money with small businesses, but also just learning about our city and our region.
We're talking to Tim Gruber this morning and Aaron Beltholven with Michigan.com. And Tim is president of Detroit Free Press and Michigan.com. And Aaron's the vice president, executive producer for marketing and events at Michigan.com. You know, we talk about the impact on small businesses, and we're talking about restaurants. And now we got so many of even the boutique hotels are opening up downtown. I do a lot of staycations. In fact, I'll be doing one in the next couple of weeks. I always go to downtown Detroit. And I know that those places have got to be happy. So, but a lot of times people listening across the country, they're saying, well, is that marathon being held the same day as the Detroit Lions might be playing downtown?
It happens.
It does happen. So the businesses are really happy. Yeah, that's the case,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So last year we did not have a game. This year it looks like we are. So the Minnesota Vikings are going to come into town during the marathon day.
How do you manage that?
Well, it's, you know, it's a big city for one.
Well, yeah.
There's a little bit of management.
Very calculated.
Yeah, it's a great energy down there though with the football game and the marathon. I mean, you don't want to be another place in downtown.
Okay. And Tim, I'm going to come back over to you. So let's talk about some strategies, specifically Michigan.com's strategies to help these entrepreneurs. You know, what can they do to reach those important audiences? You got people coming in from out of town. You got the takeovers for the restaurants. I mean, how can they become engaged? What are some of the strategies to get them engaged?
Yeah, so some of the best things that have taken place, as Aaron stated, is we have a ton of events. And a lot of people, including small businesses, think they have to spend a lot of money to be able to participate in those. That's just not the case. What we're looking for is to be able to get individual small businesses to get them exposure and be able to have them maybe donate some products that we could use, help get them some publicity. But it's not always monetary. It's all about getting the exposure and trying to help these small businesses be more visible and help drive their business.
And how long have you been? You just came back a couple years ago, is that right?
I did. So I've born and raised in Michigan and just came back about 2 years ago.
Okay. And I'm just curious, under your leadership and of course, certainly Aaron's leadership, have you seen an increase in terms of the number of businesses becoming engaged to support these types of programs?
Oh, very much so. I've seen nothing but dramatic increases in the past several years in regards to, well, beautiful downtown Detroit and the amount of businesses that want to come down there and open offices, incubators, things along those lines. And we are really trying to curtail our business to them and help them out.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And our events, the great thing about our events is that over the last couple of years, we've seen such a growth in sponsorship, but also in partnerships. And like Tim talked about, there's a lot of small businesses that have products or services that that event producers can utilize, and they can get great exposure as a sponsor just by trading those products and services in the event. So if you think as a small business that your product or service could lend itself to an event, go talk to the event producer and see if you can work something out. Because you know that those, especially entrepreneurs, they may not have the marketing budget to invest. Yeah. But there's other ways to get involved.
Well, we have less than a couple minutes remaining together. And there's a lot of discussion. We started here about downtown versus the neighborhoods, right? So talk to us briefly about Michigan.com's involvement in the community as well, Tim.
So actually, it's really impressive because I had to sit down for a moment, take a look back. In the past 11 years, Michigan.com has donated about $1.8 million to Metro Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, that is the program that helps out with the backpacks, Braille books for students in downtown Detroit, multiple charities of sorts, food banks, things along those lines. And so the biggest goal is to be able to give back to the community. They've been supportive for us for 188 years.
Oh, yeah.
So the least we can do is give back to the community, show the support, and do as much as possible to help get them the exposure.
You know, and we have about a minute to go together. And, you know, from my personal standpoint, as a native Detroiter, you know, about the news and the free press, they're just staples. You know, even now we talked on the phone, I still pick up a paper. And it's just something about having that traditional paper in my hand. But yet my son and his wife live in San Francisco. My son reads both newspapers online.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and he listens to all Detroit radio stations online. So technology continues, though, to help us.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It keeps us in business, right?
Exactly.
Well, in closing, give us a website, a one final closing comment that you'd like to make.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, anyone that is interested, small business entrepreneur, in participating or understanding what they can do with our events, go to Michigan.com as the website. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk with you.
Outstanding. Well, Tim Gruber and Aaron Veldhoven, I want to thank you both very much for coming in. And yes, I am going to encourage all of our Detroit to support our local businesses. I do that every single week. And, you know, somewhere down the road, I would like to have you come back in to extend the conversation as well.
Oh, definitely. I would love
that
opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely. My pleasure. There'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Marques Lee. Again, that was Tim Gruber and Aaron Belthoven. And again, one more time, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Esley on this Mother's Day. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And we know that you're sitting back and relaxing, enjoying that nice hot cup of coffee on this cool, cloudy day. We got to get the sunshine. I know it's coming. One thing I know for sure, it's going to be in the 70s pretty soon. Just hang tight with us here in the Motor City. All right, as you know, it's partner show. I had to give my shout outs. So again, here we go. And I'd like to give a shout out to AM 1270 for giving me this forum each and every single week to have a conversation with you. And you might be here in the great city of Detroit just relaxing and chillaxing at home and reading your local paper, the Free Press, or your mobile technology this morning. Or you might be listening across the country, across one of our many .coms, radio.com, soundcloud.com, thehubdetroit.com, LeadGroupInnovation.com and WWJNewsRadio.com. Just sit back and relax. You might be reading your local newspaper or your mobile technology with a nice hot cup of coffee as you're preparing breakfast for your mom. Just sit back and relax. Enjoy the conversation with our two very special next guests, Ms. Stephanie Steinberg and Mr. Jake Sewer. And they are with the Detroit Writing Room, which offers a cozy space for writers, creatives, and entrepreneurs to work and write. It's a major launch. They just launched it recently, and I'm going to have them explain it to you. Stephanie and Jake, good morning. Thanks for joining me, and happy Mother's Day.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day
to everyone out there.
Yep. And it's going to be a special day. And, you know, I'm not a mother, but I'm going to have a special day anyway just because.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you both came in and joined us this morning. And you had a major announcement recently, right?
Yes, we are launching this business called the Detroit Writing Room. It's coming to downtown Detroit this June. So we're hoping that, you know, it's going to be a space for entrepreneurs and creatives to work and write. And we've got some pretty amazing writing coaches that you can sign up with. So, you know, we've got award-winning journalists and authors and professors that will help people with their writing.
And you were formerly a journalist. Well, you still are a journalist.
I still am.
You are the managing editor of Scene Magazine, a lifestyle magazine here in Metro Detroit, and you previously wrote for the Detroit News as well.
I did.
Yeah, we had a couple. We were talking about Detroit News in a previous segment, talking about a small world.
Mm-hmm. Really, small world.
Yeah.
But we've been in journalism for a while, and our going to launch this together.
Yep.
And Jake, you have a PR company.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Espresso Public Relations, based here in Metro Detroit.
Okay. And then talk to us about how did you come up? Here we are. We have two wonderful individuals, entrepreneurs, and yet you're launching a brand new program, this Detroit Writing Room. What was the thought process behind it? Give us your thought process.
Well, so when I was reporting for the Detroit News, I was reporting on a lot of entrepreneurs, small businesses in the city. This was 2016. And a lot of them, you know, when they were telling me their stories, they were saying, like, I'm struggling with my website, or I need help writing my professional bio, or my social media content I could really use some help with. And I thought, you know, it would be really great to have a one-stop shop where you could go to get help with all these needs. And, you know, if they were from my network of journalists and authors, you know, I know all these people that could help with what they need. And the literary community too, you know, they needed a space to meet and to write and get to know each other. And so I thought, you know, what if I started the space that everyone could just kind of gather together and both worlds merge and see what happens.
And really, you know, there isn't a place that I know of or that we know of in Detroit that you can go if you're an author giving a book talk. You know, one of our goals for the Detroit Writing Room is that it's the go-to place for book and author talks and signings. And we're really looking forward to making the Detroit Writing Room available, you know, after 6:30 p.m. for events for the public.
Okay. And what's interesting, and you're both married.
Yes.
Okay.
The reason I'm asking that, because one of the challenges for entrepreneurs is a lot of times people do things independently, and then all of a sudden some people will work with their spouse to launch a business, and some people will say, we're going to separate it, then one person will launch it. How has that experience been for both of you of coming up with the idea of Detroit Writing Room and launching it together?
It's been the greatest experience. I can say that, you know, I've since meeting Stephanie mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C., where we actually originally met, even though we're two Michiganders, I've always wanted to go into business with Stephanie. So, you know, it's a plus to be able to work with her every day. You know, she's the boss. You mentioned we're married, so I'm obviously she's you know, she came up with this idea about 2.5-3 years ago. So I think, you know, our experience melds together really, really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, having Jake on the PR side, you know, he can help coach people on press releases and best PR practices, and I bring the journalism side of things to the table. So, I mean, I've enjoyed it so much just working with Jake.
But, you know, and I do want to ask you, we're going to unpack the writing room in a second. So when you go home at night, in terms of some people have a hard time turning off the business. I know myself personally, yeah. I'm always thinking. My brain's always turning. I'm not going to lie. But are you able to separate that when you go home? Are you still talking business?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I think we can separate.
I mean,
okay.
we can separate. But it is, you know, all we're thinking about right now as we're launching this thing in the next couple of weeks.
So. I still get my, you know, watch my sports games and get that in. So, you know, of course I can separate it.
Of course. Yeah. And let's unpack the Detroit Writing Room. So talk to us when people go down there, and we'll talk about where it is and like that. But what can they expect? What's the experience going to be like with it?
So we're going to be located on Washington Boulevard in Clifford, so right downtown where you're walking distance to bars and restaurants and coffee shops.
What might be one of the landmark buildings down there?
We are close to the A-Loft.
Gotcha.
On that same block. Yep. The David Klein Gallery is very close by.
Okay.
And we're on the second floor. So, you know, you'll come up and it's going to look like a living room. You know, that's my vision, to have comfortable couches and bookshelves and artwork by Detroit artists. And it's going to be cozy, like you said, not like a sterile co-working space where you think like cubicles and dry erase boards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be an environment where you feel inspired, that you want to, you know, work and write your best sentences, is what I'm saying.
Okay. And then Jake, you know, Stephanie, or you referenced earlier, you're going to have professors and journalists, past journalists, current journalists. What does that mean? I mean, in terms of what would their responsibilities be, for example?
So anyone from the public can sign up on DetroitWritingRoom.com one-on-one with any coach that they see online on our website. And we've got about 20 plus coaches right now, and it's every form of writing from, novel writing to screenwriting to grant writing to professional business writing. And, you know, anyone from the community can sign up, sit with them one-on-one on an hourly basis. If you're a member, you get certain discounts. If you're not a member, you still can sign up with them. But that's what's really, we think, is the incredible opportunity to actually meet one-on-one with professional and retired journalists as well. And that's one thing I wanted to mention, is a lot of the retired journalists or journalists who have even taken some buyouts recently, you know, it keeps the camaraderie of a newsroom going for them, and they're able to give back and share their talents with the community.
I saw where one of my good friends signed up to help out Felicia Henderson.
Oh,
that's right. We
Felicia's
love Felicia.
My former editor at the Detroit News. Yep.
Yeah, Felicia just retired. She and Vince and some others. But she's a great lady. And you all know her. You may know her late husband, Angelo Henderson. But she's terrific. And I saw the picture where she said, "Oh, Felicia." I said to her, "No."
Yeah.
I said, "Look at you. You just can't sit down." She said, "No, I can't." So when you approach like a Felicia of the world and the other retired journalists and current journalists, what's their response been to you?
They've been excited about this idea. You know, they like the concept of giving back to the community in some way. You know, like, they've worked with other journalists and newsrooms, but now they actually get to work with the public and help them with their needs. So they're excited about the concept, and, you know, obviously things might evolve over time as we open, but everyone's been thrilled
and
so
far. We've received an overwhelming support from, you know, additional journalists that we hadn't even connected with yet, and they're reaching out, and we're extremely excited about the support we're getting.
We are talking to Stephanie Steinberg and also Jake Thuer, and with the Detroit Writing Room, which is a new concept coming to the Motor City. We're offering a cozy space for writers, creatives, and entrepreneurs to come and work and write and work on those skills. You know, I know that we live in a 140-character society. I get it. As you all know, I'm an adjunct professor at Eastern Michigan University, and Jake and Stephanie, I make my students write. You know, I think it's important that they have the understanding to think beyond that first paragraph, the 140 characters, 280 characters. And from a business person, as you know, this show is focused on entrepreneurship. This is a great resource here to help you get that experience. I'm assuming you might help them with business plans and other forms of business correspondence.
We do. We have a facilitator from the Build Institute. Her name is Delphia Simmons. She's going to be helping with business plans, business decks. You know, if you're launching a business, she's also just a great guide to help you through that.
And we also have, I should say, we have graphic design coaches and photography coaches. Every business needs a logo. They need help with copywriting for their website. So we have coaches for that as well. Like I said, every form of writing in the business community, we're going to help them.
Are you open yet?
No, not yet.
No? About a month or so away. It's going to be a June opening.
A June opening? June 29th. You're going to have a massive grand opening, or is it going to be kind of a soft opening? How are you going to do that?
We're going to have a grand opening. We haven't announced the date yet.
Yeah.
But we'll have a couple soft openings as well for media to check it out and for the community to come by.
Yeah. And so, Stephanie, this is part of your vision, and it's working. Is this the only concept like this in Detroit?
In Detroit, yes, and even in the country. I haven't found another co-working space that offers writing coaches. If someone out there knows of one, let me know, because I'd love to talk with them. But yeah, this is a total novel concept.
You got me speechless. I thought maybe other cities might be doing this, and that's very cool. So you're creating that living room environment. Mm-hmm. And Jake, are people, can they sign up for free? Is there a fee to join, or how does that work?
So we have a couple different membership. It's a membership-based structure, but your first visit is free. We even have a happy hour after 3 p.m. for writers to drop in.
I'm signed up.
Yeah, that's $10.
Yeah.
You might be able to have a couple drinks, mm-hmm. While you write. And then we have an annual membership and a 6-month membership. So the range, we range it so everyone can find something that works for them.
You know, that's very preliminary, just a thought as you're talking. I mean, this would be a great engagement with the Detroit Public School System.
Yes, and that's something we want to do in the future. We want to work with Detroit students, whether it's offering workshops or the coaches meet one-on-one to mentor them. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to plan a partner with some local organizations to work with students.
Well, we're in our closing minute or so. So what would you like to say in closing, including the website where people can sign up? Any final pitch for it?
Well, please check out DetroitWritingRoom.com. We launched a Kickstarter 2 weeks ago, so we have about 2 weeks left. We're raising funds to help finish the build out. So you can find the Kickstarter information, but really we're just excited to open and provide this service to the community, and we're two hungry entrepreneurs ready to roll.
Yeah, and a website one more time, Stephanie.
DetroitWritingRoom.com.
I congratulate both of you. A very unique concept for the city of Detroit as well as across the country. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark.
Keep me posted on the grand opening. Can I come?
Absolutely.
Of course. Stephanie Steinberg and Jake Sewer, they are the co-founders of Detroit Writing Room. On this Mother's Day, there'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Good morning and welcome back to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. I hope you're sitting back and enjoying the conversation with a nice hot cup of coffee, as I always like to say, on this relatively cool, cloudy Sunday morning in Detroit. And on this Sunday, Doak, I want to say happy Mother's Day again to all the moms out there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, mom. Yes,
absolutely.
Mom's the best.
Mom's the best. And I look forward to seeing my mom later today. And our very special next guest is Miss Tisha Hammond. And she's affectionately called the small business cheerleader for her energy and attitude that she has for entrepreneurs, business owners, and social enterprisers who are experiencing the growing joys and pains of business growth. Tisha, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Good morning. Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
Going to get a chance to kick back the day and relax a little bit?
That's the plan.
I hope so, right?
And then maybe a little fun if the kids, want to take me out and treat me to something. I'm up for that.
I'm sure that they are. Well, welcome. And you're not a first timer on Small Talk, so welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I'm glad to have you. And talk briefly about your business, the Ascent Small Business Promotion LLC, popularly known as the From Launch to Ascent. Talk to us about your business and what do you do?
So From Launch to Ascent is a company that was formed to just give the very best of what myself and our Pep Squad has to offer in the form of A to Z business launch services. So it started really trying to find that entrepreneur who was in transition from a W-2 salary to, hey, I think I can go out on my own and just try this business thing, and really trying to help coach along. It's more than just try. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of do. It's a lot of strategy. It's a lot of plan. It's a lot of team building and creating an ecosystem around yourself that's going to lead you to growth strategies.
So did you say you have a pep team?
I have a pep squad.
A pep squad.
Yes.
So I mean, obviously things pop into your mind.
Yeah.
In terms of people, like cheerleaders and male, female cheerleaders, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But what exactly is the pep squad?
So the pep squad, the original founding member of the pep squad is our social media director. And this is our 15-year-old daughter, Elena,
mm-hmm.
Who is the pep squad leader. And then we surround her with an environment of networking resources. So I have a marketing team. I work with a marketing team, Stealthonomics, who is part of the Pep Squad. I have Chris and DeMond, who are experts there. And then, of course, I have the business associations such as NABO that I'm an active member in. They are a Pep Squad as well. And so, you know, essentially people who are cheerleaders for us, we include them in this environment, and it becomes like a referral network as well.
You made an interesting comment before this, during the break a few moments ago, and you talked about networking and the importance of networking, for example. And when I'm going with that, you had the opportunity of attending the small business workshop this past week, and you said you met so many new connections.
Yes, so awesome. Congratulations on 5 years for you with your small business workshop. I can't imagine Small Business Week without you here in Detroit. So I drank the LinkedIn Kool-Aid a long time ago, and it was very nice to bring LinkedIn to real life at your workshop and be able to, like, connect profile pictures and hear conversation. And I know that conversation. Mm-hmm. I know that tone. I know that face, and meet face-to-face and really transfer that energy from one to another, which is going to build a relationship, hopefully outside of LinkedIn, that will hopefully be beneficial, mutually beneficial. But on the day of your workshop, thank goodness for meeting people there, new connections. I surpassed the 6,000 organic followers and connections on LinkedIn. And, you know, some people have 30,000. Some people are LinkedIn influencers. I'm not aiming for that. I'm just aiming for, I want to know real life people
right.
who I can talk to, who can have an intelligent conversation, who want to talk business and who mean business. But let's be friends. Let's make a friend first, and your workshop was a perfect environment to start that.
Oh, well, thank you. And I think the other important part of the network, if you will, the last time you came on Small Talk, you were working full-time in a major organization, but there's been a significant change in your life. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. I am blessed to be able to say that I retired at 41 years old with 21 years of federal law enforcement and civil rights advocacy service. It was the only way I could think of to give back to my country. But something happened March of last year, which is actually a nod to my mom. It's Mother's Day, right? Mm-hmm. So in March of last year, it became very apparent that I needed to step into a caretaker role, not for my mom, but for my aunt, who my mom was taking full-time care of. And just watching caretaking have a detrimental effect on my mom was pulling at my heartstrings. And thank goodness, with the support of my employer and particularly my husband, of course, I was able to say, you know what, my assignment here is done. Thank you all. You've been a good employer to me. I have been an excellent employee to you. It's time for me to turn a knob and to do the things that are important to me at this point in my journey. And that time, not having to work full time now, open that door to work for myself full time and to join the world's largest workforce who calls himself boss.
Yeah. You know, and we're talking to Tisha Hammond this morning, and she's called the small business cheerleader for her energy and attitude. You hear that she's talking to you this morning in terms of how she's got that voice, the encouraging voice, and she's got that enthusiasm. And sometimes, that's, you know, as entrepreneurs, it's difficult because sometimes you're going solo and you need someone to support you. You need those words of encouragement. And so she's the small business cheerleader. And, you know, you've walked away from the corporate space, for lack of a better phrase. So you're right. Focusing your business down on a full-time basis. And you, as a result of that, you're expanding your business, if I recall, and you're starting to offer more services. Kind of share with our listeners about that.
Yes. So in March 2019, we launched Ascent Preparatory Academy for Entrepreneurs, which is our online training portal. Excellent resource for entrepreneurs to seek training and consultation online, virtually, self-paced, on demand, when they like to. I would like to be able to say that I work at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, with someone who might be in Hong Kong, but that is not a reality right now. But the online training platform is available. And in addition to that, as a way to continue to feed into and support and promote other businesses, I offer a opportunity for virtual instructors to earn money who might want to host their training for entrepreneurs on that platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they sign up for that, or how does that, what is the process?
Yeah, so that's definitely a sign up. That's an agreement. There's a contract that's involved because there's money and revenue sharing involved in that, and we want to make sure that we are offering the very best training that's digestible.
Another thing, your network, I people say they see me everywhere. And I remember when I first met you, you were just getting out there. Now I'm seeing you everywhere.
Hey.
And now, which is a good thing.
Thank you.
Now you're involved in NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. Yeah. Are you taking over the organization in terms of on the board now, or
so
a member?
I am an active member on the board of director as the membership chair.
Okay.
Certainly, we have grown tremendously, and we're a member-based organization, and NABO loves some Mark S. Lee. And we know that Mark S. Lee loves NABO, Greater Detroit Chapter, and it's really been...
Yeah, I do love NABO, and I love the fact that people making a difference and investing. We need to invest in all businesses, large, small, medium, size, whatever.
Yeah.
Men businesses, female businesses. But NABO has, you guys are so close. You provide a network, a support system that is sorely needed, not just in Detroit, but across the country. And I have had the opportunity of going to national events here in Detroit. I think they had a national convention or something in Detroit. I don't remember. But the point is, I went. Mm-hmm. And I saw that sisterhood.
Yeah.
And the way that you guys, the ladies, embrace themselves. And that's the way it should be. So, I know Priscilla Archangel was on this show recently. She was one of the speakers. And I think she did the video blogging, social media. She does a great job. And she's just, I think you're a great representation of it. Tanya Allen's a great representation. Representation and Donna Joseph.
Joseph Camp.
Yep, mm-hmm. And of course, Priscilla. So, no, I have great, I have the highest regard for the organization, and you're all professional as well.
Thank you.
We just can't play golf.
Although
I won last year.
You did win a lot of prizes last year. That came up in conversation yesterday with our golf outing planning committee. So we hope to see you again.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. Before we go on, I know you got to love this story.
Okay.
So we're playing golf last summer. You know, at the NABO event, they invited me to participate.
Right.
And next thing I started winning these prizes, and I guess we had the best score. The problem was we had a ringer.
Okay.
So I wasn't at the ringer.
Okay,
don't think I was losing the ball holes. Okay. But that was a great event.
Thank you.
That was at Northfield Hills, right?
Yes, we're trying to do it again this year.
I'm trying to debunk this myth that, Doak thinks I'm a great golfer. I think he's a great golfer, but we're not.
Uh-huh. I own a set of clubs. That's all right. You golf? I own a set of clubs.
Well, I know you're also going to be speaking later this week as part of the Entrepreneurs Connections Forum. We had Dr. Zelania Allen on earlier.
Yes.
Kind of share with us, you're going to be the kickoff speaker.
I am. So I will be doing a networking 101 presentation. It's about a 40-minute, stage appearance, and it is going to be super interactive. There's nothing worse than like really getting on stage and just watching, eyes that aren't, totally interested in a long set. But this is going to be interactive because it's networking. This is what I do. So in addition to drinking the LinkedIn and a NABO Kool-Aid, I drank the networking Kool-Aid too. I just posted that on LinkedIn today.
I saw the Kool-Aid. At first I was thinking the Kool-Aid, and I keep saying, okay, I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Mm-hmm.
So Doak knows is at the beginning of every season, everybody drinks that Lions Kool-Aid.
Oh, yes.
But then, week two of the season, the Kool-Aid's gone. I go and see that.
Go Lions,
I'm a diehard.
But it's hard.
But your Kool-Aid, so your Kool-Aid continues.
It's an everlasting Kool-Aid.
It's an everlasting Kool-Aid. Yeah. It tastes good all the time.
All the time.
It never goes sour.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so talk to us briefly in closing our last minute or so together about other plans that you may have. How can people get in touch with you in terms of your website? Anything
Absolutely.
Else you want to share?
So I am about to launch a book and a book tour, and that book is a daily devotional for the self-employed. We are going through cover art right now. And the way that you can find me and see me at live events is to look for us online at www.tishahammond.com.
Well, I got to ask you, your husband, you mentioned he's been very supportive of you, and your family's been very supportive of you. So when you walked away from that work environment, was there some trepidation when you decided to take the full-time plunge into entrepreneurship?
Initially for me it was, but my husband Ken is just a very calm individual. In addition to that, he's also a business owner. He owns a professional photography studio adjacent to my office suite. And seeing his calm and just his reassurance, like, Tisha, just do it. We got this. I got you. That was really all that I needed. And I didn't need validation, but there's nothing like having reassurance of the person that's by your side through all of this. And entrepreneurship is not hard. It doesn't have to be isolating either.
And I want to close with that. That's a positive note to close on, having a partner, a partnership that's going to help and support you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day again as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely. To all the moms out there, we want to wish you again a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy, Doug. I hope you go out and make it a great day with your mom and with your wife.
Yeah, I'll be cooking for her today.
I know you will be, and your daughters and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We want you all, moms, to relax, enjoy yourselves, have a nice hot cup of coffee, and always in closing, go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.